This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. And 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there too. Take us anywhere you go. The podcast, it will be up there later on today too. And a lot more too. So go check it out if you get a chance, all right? Hey, welcome back. It's a Monday morning. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, before we get started, I wanted to fire this up right here.
Just be me.
Yeah.
Please be me. Be me.
Oh, it's the week,
be
baby.
Me.
You're hearing that for the first time.
Yeah, that was sick. You know, yeah. Where did that come from?
Slacker.
Really?
The Slacker Show. Yeah, Slacker did it.
Wow.
AI.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent. Yeah, a lot of people love it.
Yeah. It's better than anything we've done over the past, 10 years.
Oh. AI?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That's what he says. I don't think that's him singing or strumming.
No.
Although he can play, but I don't know if that's him doing it. You know?
Yeah. It sounds good, though.
Snappy,
I like it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Thought I'd spring that on you this morning.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, we're just getting started. It's a Monday. Back to you. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How was your weekend?
It was beautiful. Last night, 7 o'clock. Sunset. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
It was warm. Oh, it felt like summer a little bit.
You sound like you had a picnic in the park.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was outside all day yesterday.
It was beautiful. Today's going to be a beautiful day too. I think today's 71, 72. Perfect. Just absolutely perfect. Spadil, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Spadil has been off playing paintball in Tampa.
Yeah, I had a good time down there, man. I liked Tampa a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
By the end of the trip, I was kind of like, I could actually kind of live here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I could too. Well,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, right.
15, 16 years.
Yeah, I mean, the weather's nice. It was a nice area.
Anybody heard from Jamie?
No.
No text?
Nothing yet.
Nothing? Let me take a look here. Nah. No.
All quiet.
I'm rolling through my text. No. One of my dogs is supposed to be out. Uh-oh. But nothing from Jamie, though.
One of your dogs is out?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what happens in that neighborhood. Once I leave the neighborhood, it's behind me, man. It's in the past, you know? All right, we got a busy show today. It's a Monday. This is the week of the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Woo!
We will be down there on Saturday. The parade starts at 9. Look up the map stuff, and we'll post all week long. But I'm excited, man. Ranky Brothers is putting our float together. We have beads. All we need is for you to make signs. Saturday's going to be, what's the weather supposed to be Saturday?
48 and sunny.
Oh, it's perfect.
So, that's good.
Oh, I love it. So we'll be down there on Saturday. Coming up in the program this morning, we have tickets to give away. VIP at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in that little tent area where the grandstand is.
Oh, it's such a nice area. They got free food. You got premier seating. It's amazing.
Booze.
Well, that too, yeah.
Free booze.
I mean,
food
St. Patty's Day. Come on.
Yeah. I think if people take their choice on St. Patrick's Day, I think they choose the booze.
Yeah.
Do you know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. I mean, hot dog's fine, but man, Go for those free drinks.
It's one of the biggest party days of the year.
All right, a lot coming up this morning. Also this morning, we'll have a code word for you at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to put in a code word to win tickets for what, Jelly Roll?
Yeah, Jelly Roll and Posty.
Oh, I wrote down Jelly Roll. Posty's bigger.
Yeah, he's the headliner. Down.
Yeah, Post? It's Post Malone's big-ass tailgater.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. Are the tickets for the tailgate?
You get two tickets to the show that night, but also two VIP tickets to the big-ass tailgate.
Oh, I got to start reading the headlines here. All right, couple of tickets, right? And the tailgate and everything.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
And the tailgate's sick.
All right, sick.
Yeah, you get there's food provided by Canes. There's beer there. There's like photo booth stuff. All
you
that
can
kind
also
of thing.
Get a tattoo from Posty's tattoo.
Yeah,
artist.
You can.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, an actual or is it? A temp?
No, it's an actual tattoo. They're giving tattoos on site.
Does it have to be Post Malone?
No, but his tattoo artist is doing it.
Yeah, it's the same artist as him. Yeah.
Maybe you had to get a picture of Posty on you.
His face?
Like right in the middle of the lower back.
They might pressure you into doing that, but yeah.
I love Posty.
I bet you some people will.
Posty tramp stamp.
Yeah, a couple of beers, and then you're going to just feel obligated to get Post Malone.
Just get his face right on your back.
Yeah, in some way, you're going to be obligated, you know, to get him on your back. All right, we have all that coming up this morning. Morning, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Monday. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
Man, I was sleeping so good, and I wasn't, because then there was this thing called the alarm that went off. Yeah, that's always a bummer, isn't it?
Last night, I had a hard time getting to sleep.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't? I don't know if it's the time change. Don't want to blame it on anything. Watch out for heart attacks today. High blood pressure.
Yeah, car accidents. Although, I will tell you, there was a semi-truck, and man, you know how the CHP does that thing where they go back and forth to slow everybody down before there's like debris or something in the road?
Yeah.
I swear there was a truck driver. He thought he was doing that.
No kidding.
This morning, he's just like, whoa!
It's that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Man needs it.
You know, I did have one little issue this morning when I was when I woke up, and perhaps you guys had this over the weekend as well. Ready? I'll do it. You guys have to guess.
Okay? Oh, okay.
All right, you ready? All right.
I totally know. I had the same problem.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what it is, BJ?
Have no idea.
You don't?
No.
A fly in your window seal?
I was like, how is that? Wait, it's fly season already? Where
did you come
from?
Yeah, you bastards. Why are you up, you bastards? I know it's nice and sunny and warm and stuff, but you're already caught in my window seal? Yeah, already.
Really?
Already, yep.
A fly?
A fly in the window seal, already caught.
Milo's stuck in like the skylight in our bathroom.
And then they're quiet for a minute, and then and you think they're dead or something, and then they act back up. Oh, no, I'm awake. Son of a bitch. Oh, it pisses me off.
How was your turtleneck sweater party?
It was super fun.
Was it?
Yeah, we had a great time, yeah.
What was it, Saturday night?
I think it was Saturday night, right? Yeah, it was Christy's birthday, and it was her turtleneck party. And what's funny is my girlfriend, one of my friends, she had like a... She all of a sudden just went like grabbed her neck. She's like, it's so hot, like this. And she ripped the entire turtleneck off her.
That was well made.
I know, right?
We're like, where'd she get that, T-Boo? Well,
I know. And we were all like, let's just cut it. And she's like, no, it was $80. I'll fix it.
$80?
Yeah, she's never going to fix it. It was one of those that says like ski on it or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's for skiing.
Yeah.
It was funny. And we were like, let's do flash dance from the, you know, 80s and like cut it all up and stuff. She's like, it was $80. I'll fix it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it was super fun. It was really
sounds
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, the old turtleneck party.
Oh my God, there were so many people there too.
No kidding.
Yeah, I've never seen so many turtlenecks in one house in my life.
That's great.
Except for, here's what's funny. So I brought her like this like bucket. It's like a little, I don't know, it's a thing. And I had all this tissue paper in it, and it was really cute and stuff. And I brought it, and it had a bottle of wine in it, right? And so I set it on the table, blah, blah, blah. And then as I'm getting ready to leave to make sure she knows it's there or whatever, the wine's not in it. And it was kind of an expensive bottle of wine. And I'm like, what the heck? Somebody stole the bottle of wine. I couldn't find it. Well, I guess when I got out of my girlfriend's car, I dropped the bottle in the floorboard of her car, and so nobody had stolen it. It's just in my girlfriend's car, in the floorboard.
That's before the party starts.
It is. And not only that, but my girlfriend was hungover, so she was the designated driver, so she didn't drink at all. And neither one of us saw that it fell out. So I don't know. It was a long weekend.
What a party in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it was crazy. We had fun.
All right, sounds like a good time. Yep. And the weather was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was so great.
I think it's going to be that way all week long.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We have a birthday party on Tuesday, and we've already... We made reservations to sit outside.
No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to play 9 holes of golf today.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a beautiful day out there. Then I think some of the cold weather gets back here sometime maybe next week.
Well, everybody's all the, like, even John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, he's all irritated. He's like, people are going for clicks on this Friday storm. And then this Corey guy, he's freaking out saying, oh my gosh, how can anybody even predict a storm on Friday? It's too far out and it's so fast moving and it's too warm. And like, everybody's freaking out.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
So let's not worry about Friday.
I know.
Saturday's going to be perfect for us.
Yeah, it will.
We're going to have a good time down there.
It'll be nice.
All right, big St. Patrick's Day parade. Can't wait to get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of beads to give away. I hope we have enough beads. I hope we do, because I got a feeling we're going to have a lot of signs.
I do, too. It's going to be a blast.
I think it's going to be a blowout. All right, we have Post Malone and Jelly Roll. We have those tickets. Well, you'll do a code word. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning as we just get started. What about this Gene Hackman story? Did you see that?
I kind of called it.
Yeah?
Kind of did.
In what way?
Because I said I think that they both died separately, and she didn't feel well, and she was grabbing for medication in the medicine cabinet, and it just fell on her.
Yeah, I got it backwards.
Yeah.
I said he went first.
You also thought at the very beginning it was like a passion crime.
Yeah, I did. But man, oh man, what a weird story.
It is weird.
If you haven't heard the details, we'll get to that when we come back. But man, oh man, this story is just crazy.
Sad.
Just the whole timing. I could see where it would be really difficult to determine what actually happened with the way it unfolded, because it's so bizarre.
It is. It really is.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, 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 da. Only 6 more sleeps.
Till when?
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
6 more sleeps, friends. Get your brackets ready.
Woo! Oh, the brackets?
Yeah. What were you thinking?
Oh. I was thinking the parade.
Oh, no. March Madness. March Madness. $20.
Yep.
My friends have already put together their pools. So we got the text last night. Last night it said 7 more sleeps, but today it's 6 more sleeps.
Yeah. So, Sunday they come out.
Yeah. So that's the thing. She put it out. She put out her Venmo. She put out everything. And we're all ready to roll. However, my one friend, the way she picks is very odd. It's different. She picks it as which mascot could beat the other mascot's ass.
Oh, I like that.
I like that one. Yeah, that's every year. And it works out as well as anybody else's picks.
That's how Christy does it. She's the badass mascot. I'm like, what? Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, if we're going to play that, then I think it's the Jayhawk, right? I think that guy. And they're like, no, all he does is poop.
Yeah.
Whatever. He pecks people. Pecks them. All right. Anyway, there's lots going on this morning. First of all, that whole thing that you were talking about, Gene Hackman. Here is the entire... it's Gene Hackman and his wife. They were found in 2 different areas. Here's the entire little timeline about the story. Number 2.
For more than a week, the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy have been a mystery filled with speculation. Today, Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell provided answers.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural. The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Santa Fe Sheriff Adam Mendoza confirmed that Betsy Arakawa Hackman had run several errands on February 11th, and when she returned home, the data trail turned cold.
Based on Hackman's pacemaker activity, it appears he was alive for a full week after his wife passed away.
Was he aware that Ms. Hackman had died? And I think that question's difficult to answer, but I can tell you that he was in an advanced state of Alzheimer's, and it's quite possible that he was not aware that she was deceased.
Yeah, they said he was in really, really bad shape. So, most likely he didn't know that she had passed away. What's interesting to me is that she had just run errands, a couple days before she passed away. And then her thyroid medication was strewn everywhere. And I'm sure she just went looking, she didn't feel good. You try to find a pill, real quick. And then she just spilled them everywhere and passed out.
And it's the internet, so I don't know what to believe anymore, but... Was it rat poop that causes that virus?
That's what they said.
Well, it can
said.
Be mouse poop. Yeah. It can be any kind of poop. It's from rodents.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, that's what they said they found in the house, rat poop, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that they actually found rat poop.
Yeah.
They just said that she died from it, and then that is caused from rodents.
Yeah, I read they found it.
Oh, I didn't.
And that's why they came to that conclusion.
That's weird that they found it, because they have the people that spray for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is.
Awesome. I don't know.
Where did you read that?
Somewhere Saturday, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I saw it.
Crazy, because usually, like in barns, stuff like that, places like that, the deer mice are everywhere. I know for me, I always freak out about that because the shed that I keep my four wheeler in, all that stuff out of the cabin. Oh my God! Even our boss went out there one time and cleaned it out for me because they were up in the rafters. The deer mice were. It was crazy.
I just didn't know there was a virus that was connected to the rat poop. I had no idea.
And it's mostly mice, by the way.
I got out there in that little shed that I have behind the house and cleaned that thing out. Remember a couple of years ago, because we were having such a mice problem, and it was so loaded. I was in a deadly situation.
Yeah, hunt virus is bad. Very bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Hailey Bieber's rap slams rumors that she mocked Selena Gomez. This is going on and on and on again, right? They're always saying that Hailey Bieber is mad at Selena Gomez and mocking her or whatever. I guess there's this guy, and he said that Hailey Bieber liked his post slamming Selena Gomez. Whatever. Her reps are coming out. Hailey Bieber's rep came out and said, oh my God, she never liked that thing. He was just going for clicks. That never happened. Can we just finally put this to rest? I mean, they both moved on. They're both married, or one's engaged. And, Hailey has a baby. She has bigger things to worry about besides Selena Gomez and her relationship with, what's his name? Benny Bianco. So no, that never happened. God, are they ever going to leave those two alone?
Never.
I don't know. I don't know, but if you're Benny, you got to be over it too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Even Justin too.
Yeah, much like the Jennifer Garner thing. I mean, you got to be just over it.
Well, it's funny because Benny and Justin worked really close together for a long time. And in fact, they wrote several songs together. And he knows that some of the songs that Justin wrote, because he wrote them, are for Selena. So that's got to be a little weird too, knowing that you sat down in pen and paper with Justin writing about now the girl that you're engaged to.
And watching him go through that heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, like crying to Benny about, I mean, that'd be awkward, wouldn't it? So weird. Machine Gun Kelly says that, I don't know, that he plans to be a family unit with Megan Fox. She's going to have his baby any day now. And he says that they plan on being a family unit. She apparently does not know this.
Yeah, she has no idea, because I doubt she agreed to this.
Right? So crazy. Paris Jackson, I guess she got, that's Michael Jackson's daughter. She got a lot of crap because she wore a see-through outfit at Stella McCartney's Fall ready-to-wear fashion show. Oh my God. Speaking of which, let me finish this and then I'll tell you something. Anyway, so she wore the see-through thing. It showed her nurples. And here's her quote. She said, "We're all animals. We've all got bodies. It's not a big deal. We've got bigger fish to fry. Let's do something for the environment, man. Let's do something for the planet, man. Stop freaking out about nipples, man." She said, "We look at naked animals every day." Well, now I'm going to think differently when I see you guys as dogs and your cats. I'm like, put some clothes on those things. My God. Anyway, what I was going to tell you is, I have those PXG clubs, right? The golf clubs. Yeah. Well, yesterday I get a text from the Brooke, who works at PXG. And she said, "Hey, listen, our summer line has just come out. And so I want you to see it." So she sent me the pen for it. And I looked at all the Oh my God! Somebody at PXG is on crack.
Now, wait. Summer line of clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Gotcha. I thought you meant clubs.
No, summer line of clothing, and they are hideous. I don't know what happened at PXG. One of them is like a, it's like from the 80s. It's like a screened on picture of like, cactus on your shirt.
That doesn't fit the mold at all.
At all, right? And then she wrote me back in invisible ink. Have you ever heard that?
No.
So you can write somebody in invisible ink, a text, and it'll just evaporate.
It's kind of like Snapchat. Oh. After they look at it, it goes away.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I've accidentally done it before, but I would have to like dive into it to look at it again.
Yeah, I meant to Google it because I was like, she just wrote me back because I said, dude, somebody is on crack that designed your line. And then she wrote me back in invisible ink.
So it just disappeared.
It just disappeared.
That's smart. I like that.
Isn't it an app?
No, it's just part of the iPhone. It's a feature. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was an app.
It was just crazy. I was like, how did she do that? I want invisible ink. So I'll figure it out. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Teletrash.
All right. When we come back, last Friday at about this time, we're trying to pick a song for our float for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Jamie says, and this is all news to me, folks. I don't know anywhere this is going, but Jamie says we've been doing it all wrong.
We have.
We were letting you, the people, pick it.
Yeah, and that's the wrong angle. That is the wrong angle. It was right in front of us. The person that picked the last songs had the most successful parade ever, and we forgot. And we thought about only ourselves and about you guys. And we forgot who really mattered in this.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app. You can get the podcast after the program today. Anything you miss, it'll be there. The Slacker Show's on there, too, just in case you want to hear it. All right? Easy enough. All right, here's where we left it on Friday. Okay? On Friday, we were trying to select the song that we'll use just over and over and over when we do the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday. Every year, we try to come up with something that's very catchy.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because Carson put it up on for votes on Friday, and it was weird because the votes were so tight. I don't know if, did you go back and see it?
Not only that, but I put it up again yesterday, and still like 50-50.
It is 50-50. It's so bizarre.
May have to use both. Oh, until today, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let me play you the two hooks that we played on Friday that you were voting on and with Facebook, too. First was the APT, the apartment thing, right?
Right.
All right, this is the first song. Yeah, I can picture us coming down the road with beads. All right, there you go. That's the first song, okay?
Right.
The hook of the second song.
Keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
All right, there you go. Pink Pony Club.
Right. So I was thinking about this, and I was looking at some of the comments, and the truth of the matter is, yes, it is a family event, and yes, you know, Pink Pony Club is about kind of like a strip place, right? And she's going to keep on dancing with her high heels on, and she's really sorry, Mom, that she's disappointed her. Not really that family friendly, right?
I guess not.
You know, it's really not.
Yeah, so, you don't want the kids to hear it.
Well, you don't want your little boy standing right by. How old's your son?
Seven.
Seven singing Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, I think he'd like a strip club.
So then I was thinking about that, like, that's just wrong, right? And so I was thinking about the most successful songs we've ever played along the path, along the parade. And I realized the person that had picked those songs was, in fact, your son.
My son?
Your son picked the most successful parade songs.
Lee Harris?
No, Frog.
Frog?
Yes.
What?
That's
so
genius.
Listen to number...
Wait
go
a
ahead.
Minute.
Listen to number three. No. Listen to number three.
Number three.
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, God, do I ever.
Baby Shark.
I had to go back into rehab after this. That was my fourth step.
Mommy Shark.
Do you remember?
Wait, so then, yeah, go ahead. What, was it about that?
Do you remember at the end of the parade when we did that song?
It was
how you and I we were
waterboarded. we had been waterboarded.
That's the perfect way to explain it. We were so like, oh my God.
Literally, remember how they did that in Oklahoma and they played that song over and over, whatever song it was in Oklahoma, and those people went crazy?
Yep. You're not wrong. Yeah. And let me describe it for the audience, okay? Sit in front of a big speaker. I was going to say the A word. Sit in front of a big speaker, okay? And then you listen to this. Listen to this for a good hour.
Yeah.
Because we have to listen to it before the parade starts.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that takes 15, 20 minutes.
It's like 2 hours.
It's at least an hour, maybe even more than that. But you're in front of a speaker. I mean, literally sitting right there, and this is playing.
Your eyes begin to bleed.
Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark.
Jamie and I are using the F word. not kid appropriate. Yeah. It's not.
So, all right, so that was one of our most successful turns down.
It was.
You know, down the street in Denver, Colorado. Your son had picked it. And again, it wasn't about a go-go dancer. It wasn't about, Mom, I'm sorry I disappointed you on the stage with my high heels on.
No
it was family friendly.
Stupid shark.
So then your son picked the next biggest hit of the parade. And here it is.
Hot dog!
Oh, God.
Yep.
Hot dog, I dig it, dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, our problem solved. Hot dog, hot dig it, dog.
So we have gone down the wrong lane, friends. We as adults should step away and let Frog pick the next song.
Absolutely.
Because he picked the biggest hits. He picked Baby Shark. Everybody went crazy over that. Everybody loved Hot Dog, Hot Dog, Hot Diggity Dog.
You're right.
They did. And so we have to go to his little brain. Little because he's a little guy. And you have to figure out what's making the rounds in first grade, kindergarten.
I know I've never said this before.
Yeah.
You're a genius. I don't mean that in an insulting way, that I've never said it before.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's the way it sounded, kind of. But you're a genius. You are a genius. You know what it is? It's a simple overthinking it.
Yes.
We went so hard into, what's catchy? What? Ask a seven-year-old.
Exactly.
That you're a genius, Jamie. You're a genius. I will go home today, and I'm going to get us two tunes that he's going to pick out for me.
Perfect.
And I'll come in tomorrow, and we'll play those and see if they supersede what we're already looking at. Okay?
I like it. Yes.
He doesn't know the Pony Club. He doesn't know that. So that's not going to be one.
Right. Yeah.
The APT probably is not going to be one. Right. We're going to get a frog.
Yeah.
A frog favorite.
Right. Like a hot dog, a baby shark.
Who knows what's floating out there?
What's going on? Like, what's his favorite show right now?
Dogman.
Dogman. Oh, do they have a theme song?
Captain Underpants.
We're definitely going to get a song
I don't know.
From that.
I don't know. I got to look into this.
All right, see what he's singing.
I will.
And ask him, like, hey, what's everybody singing these days?
Yeah, I'm going to try. And that's a good way to do it, too, is to try to do it in a very... covert way, you know, just kind of just pick his brain a little bit.
Yeah, just go like this, like, hey, what song do you want to sing, you know, in the car and see what he comes up with.
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
Yeah,
what's your favorite? You know what, I'll get us two tunes for tomorrow.
What do you got there, Schmidel?
This is a theme song from Dogman.
Okay, here we go.
I feel good. Super fly, super good. Shoulda, coulda, knew I would. Super fly, super fresh. Fresh. Ask your mama, she's impressed. Super fly, super cold, super mean, super nice, super clean. Yeah, you know what?
So good.
Yeah, we're always
so good.
So good.
Not bad.
That's your gravy on that.
Yeah. Remember the Lego song? Remember the Lego movie? That was a huge song.
Yeah,
was big. That would have been my kids back then.
I really don't know. Okay. I'm going to find out, and we'll do it tomorrow morning.
All right, I'm just saying.
We'll try to find out what's going on.
We need to go to the soul of a seven-year-old.
I had no idea. I had no idea he'd pick those two.
Yeah.
I knew that I didn't even remember using them. I do now.
Yeah.
But I did it on Friday.
I think Hot Dog was last year.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot dog was last year.
And it smoked them last year, didn't it? That hot dog song was a smash.
People were going crazy, oh man.
They loved it.
Because they can sing it. You want a song that everybody can sing as your float's coming by.
Exactly.
You don't want any stragglers. You want everybody to know.
And by golly, everybody sang hot dog.
They sure did.
Hot dog!
Here we go.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
What a classic. What a classic. I don't know if we'll ever top that one.
I know. It was pretty good. And so
all right, we'll take a look at it.
Too.
Yeah. By the way, coming up next, we have VIP grandstand tickets to give away.
Yeah, to the parade. How great is that?
Now, I saw the tickets on Friday. They are grandstand, man.
Nice.
These are the Mac Daddies of them all.
Yeah, so it's a pair of VIP tickets to the 63rd annual St. Patrick's Day Parade presented by our friends at Belco.
Yeah, 63rd. I've been to every one. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, folks. I'm just kidding. Now, you've been in that VIP area. That's pretty cool.
Well, there's two different ones. I'm not sure which ones we're giving away to, but yeah, you get food and you get some drinks, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's the place you want to be.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up. We'll do it when we come back, so stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday, and it's going to be beautiful today. 72.
I know.
For a high. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I saw where the...
You know what it means when it's 72 degrees.
It you
means,
okay?
It means a fly gets caught in your freaking windowsill every time.
Like, the first day that it's nice out, they're back. How?
How? Where do they come from?
I thought you were having a breakdown over there.
No, like, honestly, where do they come from?
I have no idea.
It's the first nice day, and yesterday, that son of a bitch, I mean, has he been dormant in my house this whole time?
Because just woke up?
Because it's been 70 degrees in my house for the whole winter because I have my heat on. But what is it? They just know the sun shines out. They're like, bzz, bzz, bzz.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. First day in their bag, and I hate those little boogers.
I know, me too.
Oh, they're the worst. I did see where BB the giraffe out at the zoo had a baby.
Yeah, I saw that too. So
who's
cute.
Who's the daddy? Do we know?
I don't know.
Out clubbing.
Yeah, she was out clubbing.
Got pregnant.
Got her sticking her neck out there.
I didn't realize she had like a webcam on her and everything. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's not quite as famous as that last giraffe.
No, it's not. BB.
April. Yeah.
BB.
April. April, you remember. I remember April. Yeah.
Whatever happened to April?
I don't know. We got lots of questions this morning.
We do. I may have jury duty on Wednesday.
Oh. I know. When I do you have to call?
I got
to
call them. Tuesday? Is that right?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, you called the night before. Yeah.
I know, but like what time?
It says on the sheet. It should say like 5 p.m. or something.
After 5 p.m.
Yeah.
After 5 p.m. You got to call this number and boom, boom, boom.
What if you get sequestered and then you won't even be there for the St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I've never had to do a jury. I've gone down probably 4 or 5 times, I think it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I've
been
down
in Colorado.
Yeah,
but I've never been picked for a jury. So
remember that one time I took an Uber from work, right?
Yeah.
Remember I went down there and like your address doesn't match Denver, or whatever. Remember and I came right back.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that was a waste of Uber.
Yeah, they found the flaw in you.
Yeah, because my driver's license doesn't match whatever. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think that if they actually knew that we did this show, I don't think they would take me.
Yeah, because they know you're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Even though you're not supposed to, you know, they tell you not to, but you can't help it.
No, you've got to mention that you're down, you know, at the courthouse.
Right.
I was on a trial or
this
whatever.
This guy is guilty.
Yeah, I don't think they would pick you if they just knew. Should I tell them?
Yeah.
It's probably a recording.
Well, it's
line
a recording.
Though,
yeah.
But even when I show up, I should say something.
Because I was a witness to somebody that got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And they tried to, what did they call it? Where you can't talk. What's it called?
A gag order?
Yeah. The other side said, she's on the radio. And she even mentioned she was coming here. And I was like, I have to explain why this is in.
Why you're going to be gone.
Yeah. In Castle Rock and Douglas County. I had to explain on the air why I'm leaving the show early. finale, and the judge is like, we're not going to make her have a gag order. It's fine. I was like, right. Thank you, judge. Because I think, you know, she knew I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
And it's got nothing to do with thinking that you're better than being on a jury or whatever. I mean, it's a civic duty to do it. I am going to show up if they call for me to. It's just that they usually don't like people in the media to be on a jury. They want just the common person out there with an open mind, you know, as far as going into it. Not me. I already know if they're guilty or not before the trial.
Because you watch crime shows.
Yeah. I can look at them and tell.
And here's the other thing is, I have this theory about people in unhappy marriages.
Yeah.
Wanting to be on jury duty. Because I will tell you, I have this whole thing where one of my girlfriends, she also got a summons, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I hope I get picked. I'm so excited because she has 4 kids. And and they're 4 littles. I mean, they're all under the age of 12.
That's a crazy house right there.
Yeah, 4 kids under the age of 12. She's like, I can't wait. I hope I get picked. I go, what if you get sequestered? She's like, even better.
They're forcing you to take a break from your family. Like,
and her husband can't do anything about it, right?
Well, that's sad. Not my situation at all.
No. Yeah, that's what you told
us. That's really sad.
Yeah. You're like, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. I go, why?
No, Jamie.
You're like, because my father-in-law lives in my basement.
You said you hope to go for like a year.
Yeah, you did say that.
Folks, they're lying to you. Do you really think that BJ would say something like that behind the scenes? Of course not.
No.
Jamie, I saw the picture of all these clothes that you gave away.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I know the way you're looking at it. Okay, but I'm looking at it from a whole different perspective. I know people that go to these thrift shops to shop. Because, you know, it's necessary for them, kids, whatever.
Or sometimes it's fun.
And you've even got, Ralphie clothes that you bought him over the years.
But I haven't gone through
those. But you will. But you're going to get to that point. I think that's a wonderful thing when people gather up their stuff like that, especially yours, because a lot of it's brand new, and give it to, thrift stores, whatever it may be, ARC or whatever. But I think it's a cool thing. I'll bet you there's 20-something bags. I mean, we're talking these huge industrial black garbage bags.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll bet she has 20, 25 bags that are loaded up.
I do. And it was hard, you guys. I'm not going to lie, because they have tags on them. And so you grab like a sweater and it has a tag on it and you put it in the bag and you're just like, are you sure you'll never wear it? And you're like, we haven't worn it in 5 years. No, you're not going to wear it. And then you just fight with yourself. And then you're like, well, maybe you'd wear it. Or what if one of your friends wants it? And then like, it's literally a mind F the whole time. And then you're like, well, it was only $38. That's not bad. And then you get the $98 sweater and you're like, this was $98? What were you thinking? This is ugly as hell. And you're like, somebody would be really happy with it. And so all these things have tags on them.
Yep.
And all I could think is like, God, you waste so much money. Do you know how much money this would have earned in a high quality mutual fund? You know, like if you wouldn't have spent all this money, you'd all put in a high quality mutual fund or in Costco stock, I would have been a billionaire.
You know, I just thought of a good tease for us.
What?
As we get ready to play a song. Coming up next, we'll give out the exact location of the drop-off. I mean, we're not going to, but
no,
we will
we
give
should,
it away.
Though, because
that way you can rush over there today and get some of these new clothes.
I'm not even kidding. Somebody's going to get the haul of a lifetime because they all have tags. And that's what I kept saying to myself is like, all right, think of the person that's like struggling a little bit and they see something with a tag that has $98 on it. They're going to be like, oh my God, this is the best day ever. Right?
So, I don't have that kind of luck at the thrift store.
I don't either.
Every time I go, it's crap.
And it smells weird.
I don't know. People say they find treasures there, and that would be a treasure.
Yeah.
What you're talking about, I never find a treasure. I don't think I've ever found one piece of treasure.
Yeah, because remember we used to play that game where we'd all have to find a different outfit for each other?
Ugh. And my wife will go, and she comes home with so much junk. And she thinks it's a treasure, but it turns out that it's not a treasure.
Well, I'm trying to declutter, so that's my goal is I'm going to just completely gut my house and declutter everything. Boy, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard because I even had bought like 5 years ago mannequins that I was going to put all these outfits on and sell them on Poshmark or whatever, you know, one of those resale things.
Yeah.
But everybody says it's so hard and it's such a pain in the butt.
It is.
So, I don't want to take somebody else's returns that was my original, you know, my original thing. I don't want to take returns. So
I hear you. All right. Tabloid trash is coming up.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said that I'm missing my joy, and so I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I was trying to give you that joy.
Yeah, you were.
And you wouldn't take it.
All right, so I'm joyful. Very joyful.
Yeah, you're missing the joy.
I am missing the joy.
The art of giving.
The art of giving and the fact that art has all the tags on it. Because a lot of my friends are making me feel guilty. Like, dude, just sell them on Poshmark. But I'm like, yeah, it's so much work.
Yeah, but here's the way you have to look at it. No matter what the price tag says, okay, it's still worthless to you.
I don't know some of it. I feel like I could wear.
You might want to keep that, babe.
No, it's too late.
You might want to dig back through the bags.
They're gone.
All right.
They're all gone.
It's in the past.
Yeah, it's in the past. Like, walk away, Jamie. 20 bags of clothes. And I'm not even done yet. That's just the upstairs. I haven't gone to the racks in the basement yet. I got a problem.
It's a long haul.
It is. And I haven't gone through any of my kids' clothes. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I will say this. Like, there are some clothes that you have to second guess your whole life about. Like, there's a pair of, like, these frazzled, like, frayed jean shorts, right? And they're brand new. They have a tag on them. And they have white stars all over them. And then, like, then on the other side, they have red and white on this leg. Like, what, you think I'm like Daisy Duke flag girl or something?
I mean, that's a perfect 4th of July outfit.
I was thinking that. I was like, damn, 4th of July is not that far. Maybe I should save them. I'm like, I haven't worn them in 10 years. They still have a tag on them from 10 years ago. What was I thinking that day?
I'm not sure.
4th of July pants. That's what I'll wear. Yeah, those will look good. There's some stuff in there that was a little iffy. I'm not going to lie. And then I think that I went through my whore era.
Yeah.
Man, there was like some tube tops and stuff. Woo!
You haven't dropped that era, have you?
No, I think I have. There's like some fringe stuff.
Tube tops.
Not really tube tops, but like one shirt cuts all the way down to your belly button and it has the tag on it. I was like, where? And it cuts all the way down to the middle of your butt crack. So you can't wear a bra with it. Like, what was that day about? Was I feeling extra confident? Never wore it. So it's in the bag. So if you see some homeless guy looking like a whore, that's my outfit. All right. Anyway, there's lots going on. First of all, the big story is this Doge thing. Why can't we get in on the money? I don't even understand. They said that... they found $300 million in COVID loans given away to children by mistake. And somebody 157 years old received $36,000 in loans during COVID. Why didn't we get in on any of this money?
I don't know. People scam like crazy. I'm just not a good scammer, I guess.
I know.
I don't have the brain for it.
Spadil, you're a good scammer. Why didn't you get in on this?
I just wasn't aware of that one. Yeah.
Well, remember, though, they were giving us all that money?
Yeah, they had the PPE loans and all that stuff. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so 5,600 loans were given during COVID for $312 million.
Wow.
Let's see here. The listed owner was 11 years old or younger, most of those loans. They also gave somebody, like I said, 157 years old a loan. Man.
Do you realize that's $1 million for every person in America?
That's crazy.
Every person in America. That's what that would equal.
I know. But somebody was smart enough to figure it out. And we weren't.
And our government was dumb enough to go ahead and, you know, issue all this money.
Do you think it was like an inside job?
I have no idea.
You know, like, if I'm on the COVID committee, all right, you and I, we have $400 million, okay? Now, look, you and I are in charge of $400 million. I know you have a few kids, right?
Yeah, I do.
I have a kid. I'm going to send your kid some checks.
That kid could use it.
Yeah,
he could,
right?
He could.
I mean, if we have $400 million, is anybody really going to miss, like, $360,000?
No, not at all. And there's a lot of people that are millionaires, multi-millionaires.
Yeah.
They got money.
Yeah.
I didn't get crap.
That's why I want to run for Congress.
Yeah.
Because I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, but that Pocahontas chick, I forgot her name, but I heard that she makes $200,000 a year, but somehow she's worth $60 million.
Wow.
So all I need to do is here's how I figured you do it, because none of us knew that Boobert lady. So all I have to do is get really, really cold, right? Hike up my hoo-has, my boobs, and get on a commercial and walk through the prairie really cold and go, hi.
Yeah.
I'm Jamie Boobert. And then, boom, they'll vote me in.
Yeah, you're in.
I'm in.
I'd vote for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's your first vote.
Right, yeah, there. Right.
Yeah.
Because somehow those people make a lot of money. I'm interested. I like scamming people. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But something's off, right?
I don't get it. I don't know how you could figure out how to go in there, do the paperwork, submit it, and do it with a good conscience that you're not going to get caught. I feel like the government's going to be right down my throat as soon as I submit the application. You know?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I wasn't thinking. You said like 312 people will get $1 million.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
My math, but you see what I'm saying.
It's early.
It's $1 million, 300 and something times, but it's a lot.
But listen,
yeah,
it's daylight savings.
I get it. Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, I'm a little foggy.
We're just lucky you didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the day's not over.
I'm lucky I didn't have a car crash on
no
the way
kidding.
In.
Kidding.
What
no
is
kidding.
It? Car crashes, heart attacks, and bad math.
Are yeah. Those yeah. Three yeah. Yeah. Those are the three main causes.
Yeah, and I hear gout is bad on a day like today. That's what they say. You're more likely to get gout today.
I had a friend that was really young. He was like 35 and he had gout.
Really?
They said it was, I don't even know what gout is.
It's too much acid, some kind of acid, something acid in your urine or something.
In your foot?
No.
I thought gout was in your foot.
It's an inflammatory arthritis that occurs when uric acid crystals accumulate in your joints.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So you have gout anywhere?
Yeah.
Like an elbow gout? Uh-huh.
I knew it was something about uric acid. He was like 35. I won't say his name, but you know who you are. Anyway, but they said he drank too much. And so.
Oh.
And then they told him to eat green apples.
Oh, well, there you go.
Flush out the gout.
And then we all went to dinner the other day. And I was bringing that up. I go, do you remember when you were 35 and you had that? And his wife's like, dude, he still has it. I was like, oh my. All right, this is bad.
I'm pretty sure it's just mostly your diet. Like if you have a lot of like really high fatty foods, you get gout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was not the healthiest guy back then. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie.
35 and gout.
And he had a limp. I was like, didn't you used to play football? What's going on, man? You are aging too fast. All right, anyway. Meghan Markle. Man, they hate her. They hate her in the UK. It is so sad how much they hate her. People are just, I mean, slamming this TV show that Carson loves so much. This thing on Netflix. It's called With Love, Meghan. People are making fun of it. Oh, my God. It's brutal.
It really is a shame.
It is. But somebody said it was renewed already for season two. I don't think that's
true.
I haven't seen
that, but I hope it is.
I think somebody's lying on the internet.
I think we'd know if it had been.
It is.
Too. What?
There's multiple headlines that say that it's renewed for a second season.
Why? Yeah.
Take that, haters!
Where are you getting the headlines from?
CNN says it.
Oh, that's
Forbes,
legit.
Forbes, BBC.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway. Oh, man. Bring it on, Megan!
Wow.
Got reported on Saturday.
You think, it might be because that they have that $100 million deal, and they're just trying to get milk as much as they can?
Maybe
Netflix,
so.
That is, you know? Because they're not paying additional money for it.
They just realize what a golden egg they have. Let's be real, okay?
It is right before Easter.
Yeah. Well, he's not lying. It is on CNN and Forbes.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Renewed for season two.
Way to go, Megan. You shut down those haters. You don't listen to any of them.
Carson. All right. Well, here is the audio from the dude from the UK. Who hates her? Go ahead.
Which one is it?
Let's see here. It's number five.
Those women out there who sacrifice it all, day in. Tonight, I want to start with something really powerful. I want to pay homage to real-life working mums. Those women out there who sacrifice it all, day in, day out, against all the odds. Women like this.
It's a real delight in being able to be a present parent. And it's a luxury sometimes because we all have to work. We all have a lot of stuff to do. But when you can take a minute to just...
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Meghan Markle is insufferable. She's as popular as getting hardcore chafing during the first kilometer of a marathon. All you working mums out there having a hard time juggling your career and parenthood. Hey, I tell you what, just put some flipping flower petals on your food, you pathetic mother.
He even goes on to say, where are the kids during her filming? Because you know it takes like at least 4 hours to film this. Where are they? Oh, I know. They're with nannies. That's where they are. While the rest of you are working, trying to figure it all out. No, her kids are. And then he goes, and then where's Harry? Is he in the attic, shackled to the attic?
Oh, my God. Look,
just to be fair, I think that's a little bit of an overstatement with her. Yeah, I personally think the show probably just sucks, okay? But, you know, to get onto her because she's not got the kids at the time, that's a little over the top. Well, that's a vicious attack.
But the thing is, all she talks about is doing stuff for her kids, and they're nowhere to be seen. And she's making fruit platters that look like rainbows because it's really fun. Shut up, Megan. Some of us can't even afford fruit. And I noticed in the credits, and this is funny because I was watching it, and I noticed in the I've only gotten through one episode and 10 minutes of the second episode.
Yeah.
And that's been in the last 2 weeks. I just can't do it.
I can't believe you can't watch more. Like, they're not.
Binge it.
What is going on in your brain? Yeah. Where you're like, come on, give me more.
Well, and what's funny is she's so narcissistic that the credits you'll see rolling at the end, they have dubovers in every stinking language. She thinks she's so popular that she had them dubbed over for every single country in every different language. Now that's cocky.
I mean, hello, season two. I mean, season one just came out. But season two already renewed. Come on, people are calling for Megan.
But literally in Thailand, if you've ever been there, they don't have blueberries.
Yeah.
The lady that we took to with us, our guide, she went with us to brunch. She'd never even seen blueberries.
Well, they will now.
They can't afford them.
They're going to want them. They're going to crave them now.
Down at Markle, they'll be importing those things, right?
We need to make some reserves.
I think I told you that at the brunch, she poured all of the blueberries into her purse. She was so excited to show her husband, our guide was.
Wow.
And so now she has Megan just making them into a rainbow like it's nothing. And then the guy points out that during the shooting, one of her guests says, you're so tall. And he goes, I thought they were supposed to be friends. Wouldn't they already know she's tall? So that means she has fake people acting like friends. Because I would never go to you and go, you're so tall, if I was shooting something
with
you.
Right.
It just depends. I mean, they might be just sitting down all the time. They might have like gone out to dinner all the time or something like that. And she just never actually realized stood up, like how tall she was.
Really? You don't think these are just fake friends? Why would somebody say on camera, you're so tall, if we've been friends for years?
I don't know. We have a guy that works here that I've seen for many years. And every time he walks in, I say, man, he's tall.
Well, he's 7 foot.
I know, but I'm just saying. I do it every day.
How tall is Dan?
6'8". He's like 6'8", yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's tall.
Tall. He is tall. And every time I see him, I say, man, he's tall.
I can't even dunk a basketball.
So it could happen. Could happen. Now, there's no use to diss on him. Schmidel.
If I was 6'8", I could dunk. I don't know.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Dude.
Dan is like the nicest man.
Yeah, he's really nice, but he should be able to dunk a basketball.
I think that's what his parents probably thought.
Is that how you judge?
Well, I mean, come on. If you have a kid that's 6'8", wouldn't you be a little disappointed that your kid couldn't play basketball?
Oh, professional athlete all the way without even questioning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't need to dog on him. I'm sure his parents did it his whole life.
Exactly. He's heard it before.
Right?
Yeah.
Jamie, no need to hate on Megan so hard.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I don't like her. And she is the one that puts herself out there. She's the one that's telling me to make a fruit salad and a rainbow for my kids. She's the one that's like, oh, God.
I just don't find her talented.
No.
Entertaining. Oh. She's in the entertainment business, like it or not, but I just don't find her entertaining.
I bet she'd be better at porn. Royal porn.
Hey, you need to watch Suits, sir.
Oh, we're stepping your boundaries.
No, we're not. Royal porn would be awesome.
No, I'm saying Carson thinks you are.
Oh, wait, she'd have a British accent. By the way, they are saying that the UK is threatening to take away Sussex as her last name. One of her episodes, she talks about how important it is to have Sussex as her last name for the kids and for her and all this stuff. And now the people of Sussex want her name not to be Sussex. They say she's an embarrassment. And why does she get that name?
I'm not even sure what it means. If you're a Sussex.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no honestly, idea what it even means.
I told you I'm Jamie Weld County.
Yeah.
That's what it means. It's for the people. All right, let's see here. What else did I have for you? This doesn't go here, and we should talk about it later. Did you see the signs that the Jeffco Police Department are putting up?
Yeah,
the sheriff's office?
Yeah, well.
Man, they're dirty.
Yeah, a little over the top.
The Jeffco Sheriff's Department getting crazy, people. we'll explain it.
Yeah, we'll bring it up here, Dan.
All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, coming up, your chance to be at the Post Malone show. That's right, Post Malone. Woo! You've got Jelly Roll that's going to be at the stadium. And they have that big tailgate, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be
a good time, right? All right, we've got your tickets. We've got a way for you to get qualified. Plus, a Harley Davidson's going to be given away.
I saw that one.
Did you see that?
Yep, I did.
Holy cow. All right, we've got a code word for you. It's all coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Monday. This is a busy, busy week because this Saturday, St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown, sponsored by Belco, and Ranky Brothers. Yep. They're doing our float for us.
They sure are.
We've won the best float for the past 4 years.
It's
at least 4 years.
So fun. I'm so excited. All my friends are going. Like, it's just a party downtown.
It's going to be crazy. So they're expecting 250,000 people down there. We will have our float with beads, lots of beads, and we will be passing out the beads. All you got to do is make a sign.
Yeah, you have to make a sign. And a lot of people are like, not a lot, but the people that are like, give me some beads. Nope, you have to make a sign. It says, BJ and Jamie, bead me.
That's it?
That's it. It's that easy.
We will find your sign. You will get beads. It's going to be a party, man. It just feels like the official kickoff of spring.
I agree with you.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it. Yep. And you got baseball coming up, man. Perfect time downtown. Got to love it.
I heard gambling in there somehow. I don't know.
No. No, it just feels like spring.
Okay.
That's all. That's all. All right, Jefferson County, man. They're funny over there.
They are the sheriff's department.
So funny.
I mean, you know, I'm a Dougco girl. I love the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, but Jeffco, hilarious.
Oh, I live over where it's just yuck, 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 man. We are just a bunch of comedians over in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So the Jeffco Sheriff's Department, they went around to all the public restrooms, right, all over the county, and they put up a thing that said, "We're going to be searching your genitalia April 22nd."
Is there a reason why they picked April 22nd to fondle the packages?
I don't know what happens on April 20th. Is that some kind of day? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Like earmarked for something, Spadil? Can you look into April
22nd? I'm looking
22nd?
It up right now, yeah.
Okay, what is April 22nd?
Is it National Hot Dog Day or anything?
Gummy Bear Day.
Gummy Bear Day. It doesn't fit. Yeah. That's kind of kiddos work. Kind of thing there.
Yeah, that
no.
Fit. Anyway, so they put a notice. It says, like, notice. This restroom is still open, but beginning April 22nd, the Jeffco Sheriff's Department will be doing random genitalia searches all public restrooms. And then it had the seal for the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
Look, it's fake.
It is fake.
It's fake.
It's a fraud.
It's not. Somebody's out there.
They never did that.
Somebody out there trying to just get a little bit of a laugh, I guess. Now, when they say public restrooms, I couldn't put my finger on where exactly they're talking about. Like in parks?
Parks
and recreational facilities.
Yeah, you know, and you go.
It's not in a business anywhere.
You wouldn't find this in
a Walmart.
You know where you go hiking or whatever, and they have those concrete ones, like those. Like you guys said, the parks and all those.
Anything ran by the government.
But I could see it popping up in a business somewhere if it's some youngster out there trying to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, here's my brain, okay? Yeah. Here's what I'm like. Okay, you guys, you guys want to do a prank? Yeah, okay. What's it going to be? Well, let's put Jeffco Sheriffs on blast and say that they're going to look at genitalia. Yeah, that's a great idea, James. I mean, who thought of this?
It is
the dumbest, weirdest, like, prank I've ever heard in my life.
You're taunting the authorities, man.
Yeah, exactly. You're going after the wrong people.
Yeah. They're going to come after you, man.
And do you not realize there are cameras everywhere now?
Yeah.
Even in remote locations now, they have cameras.
I hope you get caught.
I do too, because you're a dumbass.
I want to see what they do to you.
It's like I don't even get like what parts like. Why? I'm just trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah, I mean, what are you benefiting from this?
Yeah, right. Okay,
because people that scam and do things like that, they're looking for monetary benefit, right?
Right. Yeah.
But this one has nothing attached to it. Unless you're just going to be there on April 22nd hoping somebody shows up to get
I know.
Squeezed.
That's the only thing I can think is like maybe they're going to wear a fake cop outfit on the 22nd and start looking at people. I don't know either.
I don't get the payoff for you.
There's no payoff.
It's all downside, right?
I mean, even if you're in high school and you're teenagers, like, I can get that it's a goofy thing, but this, you guys are going against Jeffco Sheriff's Department. Like, that's a dumb move.
Did you see, speaking of Jeffco, did you see the big skyscraper hotel that's going down in Morrison?
No.
Yeah.
No.
For Red Rocks.
What?
Well, it's only four stories.
Oh, I was going to say, it's like skyscraper.
Yeah,
35 floors with a pool on top.
Wow, that's going to be, it's going to really fit in.
Oh, this thing's going to be massive. They say it's going to be bigger than the Disney complex.
Well, isn't there already like a hotel that's geared towards people that go to Red Rocks in Golden? And it has like a whole Red Rocks vibe to it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like some really cool hotel in Golden, and that's what everybody does. Well, they stay there.
They had a groundbreaking over the weekend.
Red Rocks concert season is officially kicking off, and fans are filing in. But after the show, places for music lovers are few and far between.
Less of a hotel scene and more of a camping scene.
But for the first time in 60 years, Morrison will see big city development when it breaks ground on a commercial project later this month.
Yeah, 84 stories.
A boutique hotel designed for concert goers is coming to Bear Creek Avenue. Plans for the Red Hotel show it'll be three stories high and have 22 rooms.
Oh, three. I said four.
Whoops.
It's even shorter than four.
I know, right?
Nothing wrong with bringing more revenue into the town.
Michael Page, one of the town's 400 residents, thinks it'll be great for new business. But he sees one big problem.
The biggest concern is the parking.
On weekends, the town's street and lot parking are already stretched thin.
Where are these people going to park?
No kidding. Where are you going to park?
All I know is this. Listen, this is fascinating, but people are so mad at us right now.
Why?
Because we haven't given out the code word.
Oh, for Post Malone.
Totally forgot about
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Whoops.
People are so mad. I'm just seeing the texting is going insane. Like, listen, it's a great story, but people are pissed right now.
Well, I'm going to finish the story. It's only a three-story hotel.
Really?
22 rooms. That's it.
I heard it was 4 to 35.
Well, they shortened it.
Oh, okay.
They ran out of money. All right, Post Malone. We got your chance to get qualified.
Do we have like a little thing?
No.
A stinger or anything?
Nothing.
What?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
I had some help. Help.
I'm looking right now. Nothing in here. Nothing.
Oh, come on. We got to get in the mood.
Anything?
I got one in there now. There you go.
Okay. Ready? Go. We're a professional broadcast company. All right, here's the deal. The Post Malone tickets are up for grabs at Mile High and in Power Field. This is a huge, huge ticket. Not only do you have a chance to win these two tickets, but also VIP tickets to the Post Malone's big-ass tailgater, plus two tickets to the concert later that night. Tailgate passes include skipping the lines for that tailgate, food tickets, drink tickets, photo booth opportunities, the exclusive Post Malone Big Rig comic book that will not be available to the public yet. Also, you're automatically entered to win a Chroma Harley Davidson, designated check-in, on-site VIP host, like your own person. This is amazing. So here's what you need to do. You need to text this code word to 303-22-ALICE. Again, 303-222-5423 for your chance to win. This is huge. I mean, I don't even think we have a value on it because we can't figure it out.
I want to go.
I do too. This is unbelievable. All right. So again, text this code word that I'm about to give you, 303-222-5423. The word is Austin. A-U-S-T-I-N. Today's code word is Austin. A-U-S-T-I-N. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
I gotta tell you, this Gene Hackman and his wife's story has been just bizarre from day one. It broke about 2 weeks ago. Both found dead in their home down in New Mexico. Here's the way this thing's unfolded over the last 2 weeks.
For more than a week, the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy have been a mystery filled with speculation. Today, Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell provided answers.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural. The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Santa Fe Sheriff Adam Mendoza confirmed that Betsy Arakawa Hackman had run several errands on February 11th, and when she returned home, the data trail turned cold. Based on Hackman's pacemaker activity, it appears he was alive for a full week after his wife passed away.
Was he aware that Ms. Hackman had died? And I think that question's difficult to answer, but I can tell you that he was in an advanced state of Alzheimer's, and it's quite possible that he was not aware that she was deceased.
Rat poop.
It was mouse poop.
But, mouse poop.
The thing is, so here's the crazy part about her. So she had texts that day to and from her massage therapist. She was really like healthy, and she was into health foods and all that. So she talked to her massage therapist. Then she went to Sprouts and got some good old food, some fruits and vegetables.
Healthy.
Then she was seen at CVS wearing a mask. But the one odd thing is that they said that they loved their dogs. They absolutely adored their dogs. And the veterinarian thought it was weird because she never had missed picking up her dog's prescriptions, and she'd missed it. She missed her dog's special food pickup and the prescription. They called and called her, and they knew something was wrong, but they didn't call anybody. Yeah. But they knew something was off because she never missed. And then that's when they don't even know if Gene knew that his dog had died in the crate.
All right, this mouse poop. Yeah. I've been telling you off air, well, on air too, that I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Now, sure, and you have. Hantavirus, everybody's heard of it.
I can't remember it. When really? I first saw it over the weekend, it was all news to me.
I think they started scaring us about it in grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand, though. In the report that we just played there, it says that she was contaminated with this virus, but then they said that she died of natural causes.
Well, because
how could that be?
Because the it went to her lungs.
Yeah.
Right, but I would think that would be respiratory failure, not natural causes.
Natural causes from the virus.
From the disease, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean,
weird. It's just weird that the way they state things.
So here's the thing, and I just posted about it too, because in our neck of the woods, Conifer, I think, they just posted a whole thing about it, because a lot of people here own barns and horses, and that's where the deer mice like to, and it could be any rodent. All these rodents can get hantavirus, but we're more known for it because of mice, but they nest, and it says basically it could be one mouse in your house, or it could be an infestation. It doesn't matter. Obviously, you have more of a chance, but it's extremely rare. Listen to this. It says in New Mexico, there were only 136 infections in 50 years.
Wow.
Okay.
In New Mexico.
All right.
And they have a lot of deer mice. It can't go from human to human. Dogs can't get it.
That's good.
It's airborne. So if you see a mouse turd, do not vacuum it. Because when you vacuum a mouse turd up, it will, if it has hantavirus, it just puts the particles in the air.
Yeah.
I've done it.
So what you're supposed to do is wet it down with bleach, wait a little bit until it's really soaked, and then you can vacuum it.
See, this is all news to me.
Or wipe it up with a paper towel. Mm-hmm. But most likely, just wipe it up with paper. That's what I do, is wipe it up with a bleach paper towel.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the cabin, there's mouse turds, no lie about it. If you're in a barn, if you have a camper, there's always mouse turds, right?
I've got a little miniature, kids used to use it for the people that lived there before me as a playhouse.
Right.
And now I just put storage stuff in there. And I've had like bird feed. Remember when I bought all that bird feed?
Yeah.
And I've had that stuff in there, which draws the mice in there.
Yeah, and it can be rats too.
I cleaned that sucker out last year. And I didn't use a mask. I didn't use bleach. All I did was go in there with a shop vac.
Oh, God. Shop vac is the worst thing. Sometimes so barely even have a filter in
them. You were breathing that all in.
Yeah. Well, you would have been dead by now, so you're fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That confirms the fact that I know that I didn't know anything about this. I had no idea it was this dangerous.
And the symptoms are like flu, so people don't know they have it. In fact, one report was that this guy went to the Santa Fe, New Mexico hospital, said he had the flu. They checked him for hantavirus. He had it. And he literally died that same day.
See, that's the scary part. You have no idea. You just think it's like you said, the flu or
it has like a 50% death rate.
Oh.
And it's instant.
The report is she died 7 days before he died.
Yeah.
And they know when the credit cards and all that stuff stopped. So they know when she fell over and then he lived for 7 more days inside the house.
I don't know why I do this to myself, and I know you're being serious, but in my head, because they said it can come from rodent poop or saliva, in my head, I have like a couple of mice smoking cigarettes around a gambling table at my house, at the cabin, and they're, chewing. Yeah, you got it, Ron? Yeah, let's give it to her. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. Guess where I pooped? She'll never find it. Guess what? Right behind the fridge.
Yeah, right?
She'll never find it. Oh, we got her right where we want her.
Did I tell you, not at the cabin, but at my real house, I found a dead mouse under the refrigerator when they took the old fridge out.
Is that the same?
As what?
If a rotting mouse, would that be the same? Could you get the same virus?
Only if the filter from the air conditioner, or from the refrigerator is putting it in the air. It's all airborne, I guess. Yeah. So that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because we had those traps in the house for a while there when we were having a little bit of a problem.
I guess
now
burped.
It's gone.
Yeah.
After I'm just like, saying that if you have... Hey, Charlie, guess where I pooped?
But then why does it matter if it's saliva, if it's airborne? Because you disrupt the saliva too? When you vacuum?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you had never
heard
of it.
I've never heard of it. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. It's just all
puzzling.
You've heard
of the thing that you get from ticks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'm just checking because I want to make sure you're in on Colorado.
Oh, yeah. And snakes. You don't want to get bitten by one.
Well, yeah, but there's not a virus that goes with that.
Yeah. A deadly one.
I'm just saying. I've never heard of this rat poop thing.
Really?
Right. It can also be their urine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
enjoy. And it took 2 weeks for them to discover exactly what happened because it's so rare.
I know. The fact she was so active.
Yeah.
You know, the
and
day
I guess
she died.
She had him on, like, yoga plan or something.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
And strict foods. He wasn't allowed sugar.
Well, and I was also thinking if she passed away 7 days before he did, she may have been helping him with his medication for his heart.
Oh, that's true, too.
And then all of a sudden that just stops.
Here's what I don't get. You're worth $60 million. Why don't you have a caretaker? Because she went and did errands for 2 hours without him having anybody. He has severe Alzheimer's. She went on errands for 2 hours and left him alone. He could have cut off his arm. You know, I mean, why didn't they have help?
Anything could happen.
That's $60 million.
As a married man, I look at it a little differently.
Uh-oh.
I'm 96 years old, and my wife has forced me to do yoga and eat right. Get out of here. What are you talking about?
And it's his money.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to eat right. I'm 96 years old.
That's true.
And I'm not doing yoga. Okay?
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, this is kind of funny, in my opinion. So they asked Grok, which is AI, they asked AI Unhinged, what is wrong with country radio? This is the funniest. Can you turn that down just a hint? This is the funniest thing. It goes off. So this AI, they asked AI, what's wrong with country radio? It says it's nothing but tired people playing six strings to the same tired BS, lost trucks, cheating bitches, and whiskey-soaked regrets. Every song sounds like some redneck blank blank got his heart broken because his sister's wife ran off with his tractor and his favorite sheep. He said, it went on to say, the problem is back in the day, Johnny Cash was out there burning crap down. You know, he says a lot of stuff I can't say. And it says, and now it's just a bunch of metrosexual lumberjacks in skinny jeans pretending they're hauling hay all day. I'm like, oh my gosh. It says, Bro, country's the worst. Luke Bryan's gyrating his glitter-dusted ass like he's auditioning for a Magic Mike reboot. Singing about cold beer on a Friday night like some profound crap. My grandma's got hemorrhoids is more exciting than this. This is AI going off. AI unhinged. And it says, shove a live possum up Blake Shelton's on air and call it country noise experimental. F country radio. And then says a bunch of other.
Dang.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is AI unhinged on now, country radio.
Is unhinged like a different version of it or something?
Yeah, it must be. Grok unhinged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All so right. I guess you could ask it in the mean version, right?
Yeah, it's like a dirty version.
But can I tell you something? It's not wrong. It is a bunch of metrosexual guys in tight, skinny-ass jeans acting like they're country.
Talking about other people running off with their sheeps, apparently.
Yeah, well, they also act like that. You know, they had a hard day on the farm. Like, the only one that I know that actually has a farm and works it is Blake.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is like, no.
Yeah, Morgan doesn't have a farm at all.
Uh-uh. Yeah, most of them are living in their mansions in Nashville. You know, the most they get is of living on a farm is they have a four-wheeler and drive around their acreage, but they don't farm it.
Yeah, no, they stock it with animals they can shoot.
Well, I did see that Jelly Roll bought a farm, and he put a bunch of those cute little cows, the furry cows.
Oh,
so
the
cute.
Fluffy cows.
Yeah, the fluffy cows, but they're called something. I forgot, but everybody loves them. They're really popular right now. But he's not farming.
No.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Meghan Markle. Man, they do not like Meghan Markle in the UK. They are going after her. Some of the things that they've caught recently are the fact that it's supposed to be some of her best friends on this Netflix cooking show. One of the quote-unquote best friends said, man, you're tall. And the question is, if you've been best friends with this person forever, none of us know who this person is, but she says it's been one of her friends for years. And you have your friend on and you go, you're tall. That means you aren't best friends. You know, so that's a little suspect, don't you think?
Yeah.
Also, the people of Sussex want her to give her name back. They don't want her to be Meghan Sussex. They don't think she deserves it. And also the royals have put out a warning that she's not allowed to say anything else or they will yank it. They've renewed for season 2.
Woo! Man, Golden Egg, Netflix, you got it.
I can't even bear it. I tried, you guys. I really tried because I wanted to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
But one episode, first of all, I wasn't even paying attention. Then I went 10 minutes into the second episode and I was like, I can't. It's all so fake.
You really missed an episode last night, though.
What was it about?
Episode 4, she made dog biscuits, homemade dog biscuits for her little dog guy. Adorable, just chilling there in the kitchen. And she made some tea.
Oh, she made tea.
Oh, yeah. Some good old tea. BJ, I know you'd love that.
Yeah.
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 Can't believe I keep missing this.
Well, you're a big fan of the tea bags.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure
she
am.
Made Korean fried chicken the other day. Come on.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, here's what they have to say about her in the UK.
Those women out there who sacrifice it all, day in. Tonight, I want to start with something really powerful. I want to pay homage to real-life working mums. Those women out there who sacrifice it all, day in, day out, against all the odds. Women like this.
It's a real delight in being able to be a present parent. And it's a luxury sometimes because we all have to work. We all have a lot of stuff to do. But when you can take a minute to just...
Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh, Meghan Markle is insufferable. She's as popular as getting hardcore chafing during the first kilometer of a marathon. All you working mums out there having a hard time juggling your career and parenthood. Hey, I tell you what, just put some flipping flower petals on your food, you pathetic mother.
Well,
he goes on for like an hour, and this is a news show in the UK, and he's just going off like, where are your kids while you're filming for 4 hours a day?
Ooh. It's a little over the top, though.
Oh, my God. He's not the only one. You should see it. I mean, it's everywhere in the UK because I follow these different UK shows.
Yeah.
They're mocking her. The one lady goes, today, let me show you what you were talking about, Carson. Let me show you what I learned last night on Meghan Markle's new Netflix show. And she put a tea bag in the water, and she's like, look, I made tea.
I know, but you know, Martha Stewart and Rachel Ray and all these people, they've never been attacked like
that. No, but Martha Stewart is impressive, and that's who Martha Stewart is. If you watch her documentary, like, that's how she started a catering company.
Yeah, but I'm saying just taking the time to do a show, be away from the kids, and all that criticism that's coming along, it just seems a little bit stronger against Meghan Markle.
Well, they did, if you remember. They used to mock Martha Stewart. Remember when they had her like make that swimming pool out of cut up credit cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember? when you cut up your credit card, don't send it back. Instead, tile your swimming pool with the remnants. It's like, okay. I mean, people do make fun of Martha Stewart to this day.
Seems really brutal right now, though.
Yeah,
seems vicious.
It does. It just seems over the top. I'm not a fan. Trust me, and I'll never watch the show, but yeah, it's getting mean.
Well, they're mad at her because she attacked the royal family, and that's who, you know.
They got a grudge.
They have a huge grudge. She attacked the royal family, and then what they're mostly mad about is they said they want privacy, but here she is making a Netflix documentary at her own house. Well, it's not even, and she's not even using her house,
well,
by the way.
Well, they've been hypocrites from the very beginning, you know.
Yeah, so that's what, and they were saying that they fear for Harry. They think he's locked up in the attic and he's not let out.
Well, the reason they fled from the UK was to get away from the royals crap, you know? And then they get here and then they complain because we're not using Sussex as their name.
Exactly.
That's being very hypocritical about it.
So that's the thing. I mean, she's a hypocrite and she's a narcissist, without a doubt. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? Speaking of filming and where are you for 4 hours, did you see how long Vanna White says that they work?
Yeah.
So who knows how much Vanna makes? What do you think? Like 50 million a year? 20 million a year.
I would say 20 million.
20 million
a
year.
She's been doing it for a long time.
She has.
Now, standard right now is probably around 10 million, 15 million. She makes more than, I'd say she's probably 25 or 30. Now that I think about
it. Okay, so BJ and I already know the answer. Carson does too. The rest of you, and I'm sure Schmidel, because we get to read it. But everybody in your car, at home, whatever, in the podcast, how many days a year do you think that Vanna White works? How many days a year? For $20, $25 million a year. Anybody? 34 days? That's right. That's the right answer. 34 days a year.
That's wild to think about.
Total.
34 total days a year.
Mm-hmm.
She says, but listen, we do film 6 shows a day on those 34 days. So you figure, 2.5 hours a show to load the audience and all that stuff. It's a long day. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a long day, but there's only 34 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She has to work like, 14 hours a day for 34 days? And you know that they're not consistent.
Well, they break it up. From what I understand, they break it up. They record in the fall, and they take a break over the winter. They record again after Christmas, after the new year. They take the summer off, and she does like 2 days a week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's the way they break it up.
I always wanted to be a school teacher because I thought they had the best deal. I mean, not pay-wise, trust me, but because my dad was a teacher. But I just thought it was so cool. My dad had the whole summer off.
Yeah, that is cool.
Right?
That is really cool. A lot of people love that schedule.
We were just always at the lake because I had summer vacation. My dad had summer vacation. It was awesome. My mom, poor mom, she had to work at UPS.
Yeah.
My dad and the daughter's like, see you, Mom!
It's vacation time.
Exactly. It was really cool. All right, let's see here. Machine Gun Kelly says that his ex-fiance, actually way far from a wife, ex-fiance, Megan Fox is going to have their baby any day. And here's what he said. He said he plans on being a family unit. And she said, ha ha!
Yeah, right.
He said, I plan on us being a family unit. I'm going to be there. And she doesn't even want him in the
at all. Like, they're not even talking.
Exactly. Speaking of delivery rooms, BJ just let me know that giraffes don't have babies. They launch them.
They launch them. Yeah. Well, think about how high up that baby is when it hits the ground.
Well, don't they squat or something?
Yeah, no. I feel like they're laying down or something.
They stand up and launch them.
They don't lay down?
That's why they have all that padding on the floor.
Because that
kid's going to drop about 6 feet.
Well, then why don't giraffes have more brain damage?
Well, they hit butt first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't hit on their head.
I didn't know you knew so much about animals.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
Oh, you?
Yeah, all the cams that are out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a giraffe born every day, Jamie.
Well, we have one at the Denver Zoo, and it
we
is
sure
cute
do.
As can adorable. Be. That's why we're bringing it up.
BB had a baby.
Yeah, so yeah. It's adorable. But I thought, like, they either lay down or they like, kind of grunge.
I've seen the videos, man. they launch them right out of the old chute.
Really? So they just lift up a leg and sing.
Well, the tail.
Oh, the tail.
Yeah, they take a little bit of a stance, and then they lift that tail, and boom! Out they go.
Launch pad.
Is there, like, a countdown or something?
Well, they've had it on the, you know, the feed.
Yeah.
But I don't think they can put a clock on it. That's what you mean.
Oh,
yeah. That little baby, he could ricochet off a wall. They don't know where he's going to land.
Really?
No.
I was at Bud's the other day. Sad story to tell you. I was at Bud's the other day, and one of the girls, her cow passed away. You haven't given birth to a calf, and the calf didn't make it either.
Oh.
And she was crying, and I felt so bad for her. I didn't realize that people get so attached to something they're going to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it felt wrong that we were crying about our cow, and we were at Bud's Burgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is that.
I got you.
I've read that taking care of cows, though, is a lot to, like, taking care of giant dogs. They kind of have, like, similar personalities and stuff. They'll, like, play with balls, and they're really fun.
Cows playing with balls?
Yeah, dude, I'm serious. If you go on YouTube, there's videos of cows chasing, like, giant exercise balls, and they look like they're having a blast.
Huh. You know, you should go to Bud's bar in Sedalia, because they would really dig you.
Yeah.
You'd be hit over there, buddy. All that cow knowledge.
Yeah. Hey, those are your people.
They seem fun, man.
They actually are. I love them. All right, there you go. Tell them trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday. Going to be nice today. 72 for a high.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, later on today, we will have our podcast posted on the Odyssey app. Just go get the app, put it on your phone. Our show will be there. The Slacker show will be there. You get it all on the Odyssey app. St. Patrick's Day. The parade is coming up on Saturday. We'll be downtown. We got our float, got beads. You make a sign, and we are set to go.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited, I have to tell you.
Are you staying down there? Are you getting a room or anything?
Yeah, we're doing all the stuff we always do. Yep.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be fun.
All right, Jamie.
Yep.
This wall yoga thing. Wall to wall yoga.
Hold on.
Dynamic backwards lunge. Left.
Look at that. Hold on.
Stand sideways of the wall. Keep your feet together. Put your left hand on the wall and your right one on the hip.
Yeah. This wall yoga.
With your left leg.
So that's what I'm doing. I signed up for it. Wall yoga.
This is going to be a game changer.
It is. Asked BJ to join in. It's pretty easy.
Jamie.
You could do this.
You came in this morning. You've paid $39 for this course.
I have.
Okay?
Yep.
You'd forgotten about the course until you got an alarm that went off saying, hey,
time
for wall yoga.
At least I had a reminder on.
That's right. That's initiative. That's commitment right there. She said it, ready to go.
Yep. Said it and forgot it. Or forget it.
$39.
I have 39 classes. And so you tell them what, first of all, here's what's funny. You go in and you do this profile, right? It says, it shows you body types. It says, are you slim, mid-size, full figured, or extended size? Has anybody ever heard of extended size?
No.
Never.
I've heard the extension belt that you get when you get on the airplane.
But are they so PC? They wouldn't say like obese. They said extended size.
100%. Yes. They didn't want to offend the extended size.
Yeah. So it says slim, mid-size, full figured, or extended size. And so I put all my stuff in there. And by the way, it said that my, my body, BP.
BMI.
Yeah. Is normal. So I'm not overweight or anything. And so it said it's going to be really easy for me to get toned up.
You know, I got a feeling though, if you had put extended size, they would have given you easier lessons.
Probably so, because some of those are a little, I love the lunges.
The more in shape you say you are, you're going to get a harder lesson.
Yeah.
So you might be better off going with kind of, you know, hey, I'm a Lizzo. You know?
Whoa.
You know what I mean.
Extended size.
You know what I mean. Extended size. Extended size. But you might have been better off going with that.
So it's 15 minutes a day. I wish you'd do it with me. It's super easy.
I can't do wall-to-wall yoga.
Yes, you can.
I can't, Jamie.
You can. It's Xfinity, wall-to-wall.
I feel like a tag-along, too, that
no.
You paid for it. Here, I'm using it.
It's only 15 minutes.
I don't really have 15 minutes.
Yeah, you do. Like, if we play one song, those are 3 minutes. So I do 3 minutes, I push it on pause, and then the next song that we play, I'll do 3 minutes. And before you know it, you've done 15 minutes of wall yoga, wall to wall. Dude, I'm going to be the Colorado Sportswoman of the Year after I'm done with this.
You are.
Did you see that woman's body?
Ripped and shredded.
Oh, my God. This woman, she just won last night, Colorado Sportswoman of the Year. She's like a triathlete. I don't know what she is, but her body is rocking. And I told BJ, I looked right at him, dead in the eyes, and I said, after I do wall-to-wall yoga, my body's going to look like that.
It's not going to look like
that. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
$39 is not going to get that lady's paws.
Yes, it is.
Okay? I hate to break the bad news to you. Look, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Cardio, blah, blah, blah. Go on and on. Yeah. It's not unhealthy for you. You know, thumbs up to you.
Thank you.
For signing up.
Thanks.
But you're not.
Yes, I am.
That woman's paws.
You wait.
You are not.
My abs will be wall to wall.
Rib to rib.
You should do it with me.
God, I don't know.
It gives you full motion. I mean, it's like, I feel good. I've only
done. Get some blood pumping.
Right? I've only done 10 minutes. I feel great. I do. Why are you laughing at me? And there was a point. A point and a laugh. You could just do a giggle or a point.
Oh,
but not.
You should have seen him when we were doing the lunges.
What? He was just like, wasn't rolling his
shaking
eyes.
Shaking his head. This is never going to last, no.
Look. You guys all know this fad's going to be gone by Friday.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Gonna
no,
be
it's
gone
not.
By
it's so
Friday.
Easy.
You know, I know, Jamie.
Okay,
it's gonna,
if you
she didn't even remember it started today until the alarm went off.
Because I bought it on Saturday. And I forgot. And I was
it's
like,
only 48 hours ago.
Well, I know, but it's not like we're busy in here.
And
you know?
Think about it, though. She doesn't have to go anywhere. She doesn't have to go to the gym.
We're busy.
We have to talk about giraffes having babies.
If you didn't some yoga, we might not have to deal with this.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen.
Oh, my God.
My back.
Wow.
That was awesome. I love that you just have it ready. That was when BJ's back went out.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, you're pooped, aren't you?
Listen, I just did wall-to-wall yoga.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I don't know if I have ever done a plank.
You know, and here's what I told you. If you had marked on the application when you signed up that you're one of the big girls.
Extended body?
Yeah,
extended
you would have never.
Body size.
Yeah, big girl. You would have never gotten the plank. See, you went in there with this whole, like, petite.
No, I didn't put petite. I put medium build. So they have slim, medium built, they have larger, and then they have extended.
Well, if you'd put extended, you wouldn't have gotten such a rigorous little routine they gave you this morning.
You guys, that
it's already worn you down.
I'll try to find the name of the, I mean, I have it here, but I can't move it because I have 3 more minutes left in my workout. Yeah, that's right. I said my workout.
What a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm on a journey.
It's only 50 minutes a day. Come on.
I meant to say journey. I didn't mean to say joke.
My God. That was, I mean, it's I'm on a journey of wellness.
Journey.
I'm on a journey of wellness.
That's right. That's right. My bad.
My body is a temple. My body is not Bud's bar.
I got you. We'll see where we stand tomorrow morning.
Okay.
The 9 o'clock hour, Jamie's workout. And she continues to build her body.
Yeah.
That's a temple.
It's a temple. I got to treat it like a temple. Carson just told me. All right, he's motivational, Carson, today, because he works out every day.
Yeah,
he said if I put it in my head on my vision board, that my body is a temple, I will start treating it that way.
Yep,
says the guy who drinks too much Truly.
No kidding.
All right, that's only a couple hours out of the night. All right, the rest of the time it's a temple.
Right, and you're white cloth, right?
Yeah,
you drink the
white cloth.
Yeah, the extended ones
actually,
at the Avalanche games.
You know what? I've actually changed it up. So Neutrals and Michelob Ultra, they also have a very good seltzer because it's zero carbs.
Nice.
Yep.
Michelob Ultra has seltzers. They're zero carbs.
Zero carbs.
Look at me. I'm on a new journey of alcohol. I'm not gonna switch from the surges.
I was gonna say something about Carson's drinking.
Yeah.
As far as the brands he drinks.
Right.
Oh, but I'm just not gonna
Michelob Ultras for adult or for athletes. I see the commercials.
I'm serious. Like,
and the Femmes.
Yeah.
The Femmes and the athletes.
Yes. I'm sitting there drinking my raspberry White Claw and watching Meghan Markle.
Nothing wrong with that. That sounds like a perfect Tuesday night.
I'm not like those guys who watch football and drink Budweiser.
Well, you know, they have to cast those guys somewhere, right? You know, those guys on that one commercial that make out? You have to find an actor somewhere.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was wrong. All right, let me explain something here before we go any further. Okay. We did this at 7 o'clock this morning. We're looking for a song for our float.
Yeah.
Jamie pointed out to us earlier this morning that we've been making a mistake about this. We put the voting up to you, the listener. Not that you're a problem.
No.
We're just going on history because we've tried to come up with our show, tried to come up with different songs. This is one of the songs we came up with.
That's not it.
All right.
That means apartment in Korean.
All right, that's one. We also
and that's very St. Patrick's Day.
we also came up with this. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. The more I hear it, the more I don't like it, okay?
And so me too. And then I was looking at all you guys' comments on Facebook because Carson put it up again for a vote. And I was reading through all of what you guys were saying and nobody seems to have a lot of passion. And so I was like, what are we doing wrong? And then I was like, aha! We're overthinking it. Take it to the 7-year-old.
You nailed it.
Take it to the 7-year-old.
Frog.
Who picked the best songs of all times for the parade, the biggest hits we've ever had.
2 years ago, we used this one. People loved it. Jamie and I, we hated it.
Yeah, we did. It's not about us.
No, it's not about us.
Yeah.
Turned out.
And it is a family event downtown.
Turned out it was a genius pick.
Yeah.
It really was.
Your kid is a genius.
Frog made the right. And he was only 5 at that time.
Exactly.
So last year, he came up with this one for us, and we used it.
Hot dog!
Smash.
Yeah.
It was a smash for
I'm
the
like,
parade.
Let's go to the 7-year-old. So I really need you today, BJ, to remember, because I know you have a problem with that. Go to the source that pulls the top hits and say, son, what's your favorite song?
Yeah. What are all the first graders singing?
Yeah, what's trending?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
what,
what's hot?
What's bitching these days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over at the Catholic school.
Yeah. Yeah, we might get like a Bible song.
I was going to say, what are you singing in church right now?
Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham.
All right, so I'm going to find out what the youngsters, what they're saying over there at the first grade.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You remember that one?
Yes,
how about
I
this
do.
One? Deep and wide, deep and wide. There's a flowing deep and wide. That one might not sound appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll find out from the 7-year-old what's trending right now. What's big out there?
Exciting.
And then we'll play them tomorrow morning just to see what we go with.
All right.
All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll close it up. Coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. Got a treat for you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, just because you stuck around to the end of the show. Not you, Jamie. Not you.
What?
You, the listener. Just because you stuck around, you're right here at the end. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to do something we never do. We're going to walk out this door. Walk out this door by giving away tickets.
Oh.
That's the way we close this baby up today.
I thought you had a treat for me.
Meow Wolf.
I love that place, by
I know
the way.
You do.
Have you been yet?
Nope.
You haven't? Oh. You got to take your son. He'll dig it, too.
Now that we have tickets, I might try to scam a couple.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Meow Wolf tickets. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a blast. We've gone with the girlfriends. I've gone with the guy. It's just a blast.
I went by there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Passed by there. Packed.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Cars all the way out to the highway, man.
And it's family friendly, too. So if you want to go with your kids, I recommend it. It's really cool. You get a pair of tickets to go to Meow Wolf, and that's really cool. If you are caller 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
Good
luck.
There you go. You listen till the end of the show. We took care of you. You know what? We might even do it again tomorrow.
What?
We might do it again tomorrow.
We are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, I have to tell you something.
It's a great little ender.
It is. A nice little ender.
Nice little
it's
ender.
Like a happy ending, but different.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Anyway, I will tell you, this doesn't even feel like daylight savings time. I feel pretty good. You know why?
Why?
Because I did my workout.
It's that wall yoga. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Wall to wall.
I did. Oh, you know how many calories it said I burned? Guess.
400.
28.
Wow.
What? 28?
I burned 28 calories all by myself. Yep.
28? I burned more than 28 watching you.
Hey, it's baby steps, okay?
Exactly.
You got to build it. You got to build it.
Exactly, but I just burned 28 calories all by myself.
You paid $39 to burn 28 calories.
Yep, day one.
15 minutes.
Yep, that's all it takes. 15 minutes a day.
Oh, my God.
It's the cost of a cup of coffee.
You gotta go. You guys have a great... I'm just baffled right now. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.